Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Carol Francis Talk Radio Show. Let's make life happen together with authors, scientists, researchers, both inside the box and outside the box of understanding so that you can live a life full of your success, curiosity, enjoyment, happiness, and richness of life in every respect. Let's go beyond our limits, and let's help others go beyond their limits as well. Welcome.
We often try to keep a very upbeat program so that you have a sense that life can be very full of optimism and success. And today is really no different. However, the topic, dealing with abuse, is never one of those, hey, go, 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 cheerful sort of in-the-box concerns. However, today I want you to listen to what we're going to discuss from the standpoint that if you are being abused and if you are witnessed individuals who are being abused, that maybe we need to really think about some calm, thoughtful, reasonable strategies to be able to free ourselves and others from abusive situations. This is inspired today by the HBO Now show Confirmation, which stars Kerry Washington, the known star from Scandal, who takes on the program, Confirmation, takes on the topic of Anita Hill testifying against the then Justice Clarence Thomas, who has and is serving on the Supreme Court. And the program is dynamic, solid, corresponds with the data that is available to the rest of us that do our research, so that it is something to consider very definitely. Maybe we will never know the truth, or maybe we do know the truth and it is just difficult to actually come to terms that men will let men get away with sexual, verbal, and physical abuse with women. And we've seen this with Kobe Bryant. He has been championed as his last game has been played without any discussion or regard that he faced rape charges and escaped the impact of having to deal with treating women with disregard. And that men and women celebrate individuals that treat people with disregard is nothing new. When I was preparing this program, and actually before, another thing that inspired this, as within 5 miles of my own office in Torrance, California, a high school wrestling coach has finally been considered to have been molesting children and has 33 felony counts of inappropriately touching children. As a high school wrestling coach, has 8 misdemeanor counts of child molestation involving 25 boys between the ages of 13 and 16 through the periods of September 2013 to January 15th. This is amazing. This is a record in LA Times article authored by Sonali Kohli. Consider that this is just within the last year. Within 12 months of this very date, someone is finally having to deal with the fact that he's been molesting individuals. But this molestation wasn't just in the last 2 years. The prosecutors also added more charges, which alleged that he had been victimizing children between 1991 and 1996. Now think for a moment about the brave individuals, the students that came forward, because they were boys that had to come forward risking ridicule, risking being teased, risking also being accused of vendettas. And while I am not personally at all familiar with the details of this in any way, shape, or form, and I definitely have to clarify that since I work within this community and I work with individuals who have gone through these sorts of things, that none of these people are in any way, shape, or form, part of my private practice. And therefore, there's nothing being revealed here at all of anything that's private and confidential. So very protective of that. So I can speak freely about how amazingly abhorrent this is, that the school district knew about the reports and did nothing, and knew about the reports for a plethora of years and did nothing. And so this experience that Anita Hill had in coming to terms with this, I believe in the early 1990s, We think that that's archaic, but it is not. It's happened to these boys, over 25 boys, or 33 boys in this local community within the last couple of years. We have to come to terms that abuse is evident. Human beings hurt other human beings for their own self-gain and pleasure. And human beings do it by way of extreme manipulations that are very subtle and yet very definitely there. For more details about how an abuser grooms their abusee, please, I do have other programs. We're not going to address that today, but it's very important, for example, for every child, for every woman, for every man, to recognize that they are being groomed for abuse by way of intimidation, by way of kind of seductiveness, by way of creating an isolating dependent role, by way of threat, and et cetera. So consider that these abusers groom carefully. Secondly, consider that to resist these abusers who are in authority positions, such as Clarence Thomas was with Anita Hill, puts an entirely different environment on how you're going to respond. So now let's move to where I wanted to get us, which is, what do you do to be thoughtfully calm, strategic, wise, getting the type of assistance and clarity that's not just superficial, but also savvy and strategic and self-preserving and wise, so that you can escape the abuser and potentially be the person who calls the abuser out on it, so that person no longer has this impact on other individuals. To depower, to take the power away from the strategic abuser is not an easy task. And the first call to order is that you examine the situation with thoughtful calmness. Secondly, that you interface with only those individuals that will believe you and know your integrity. Thirdly, once you have shared this with those people who know you and understand that you are a person of integrity, then you can begin to solicit professional help that will allow you to be able to move out of the circumstances, either subtly and quietly, so as not to harm yourself, and then to make the announcement of what had been going on, or to do it overtly. Now, I can't recommend one over the other, because depending on your situation, you have to come to terms with what you can endure. You have to feed your family, pay your rent or your mortgage. You have to give food and insurance. You have to do these things. And so because of those vulnerabilities, those needs, those dependencies, you can be marked as an incredibly good person to whirl into these sexual, physical, and verbal abusive moments, because they feel like there's nothing you can do about it. So be aware that if you have conveyed a sense of needing them and dependence, you may have thought that you were soliciting their wisest and best good, that you would inspire their kindest self to be of help to you. But beware, because an individual who is abusive has a very different psychology. They do not look at your vulnerabilities as an opportunity for them to be kind and helpful. Instead, they look at your vulnerabilities as a way of putting you in the animal trap so they can do what they will with you without fearing repercussions. If they note that you live life powerlessly, they will take advantage of that as they exert their power over you. So that the first thing you have to do is thoughtfully, calmly admit, I have rendered myself powerless in this situation. Whether in truth or not, I have walked right into this dependency with this appalling individual, and I am now feeling trapped. And in that trapped state of mind, you need to thoughtfully, calmly say to yourself, I need to very strategically, wisely preserve myself, not to continue my subservience to this individual any longer than I absolutely need to, and instead to extricate myself wisely and safely from this circumstance. And how you do that is going to be unique to you and your circumstance. The possibility that you would harm yourself further by becoming extremely histrionic or extremely dramatic or extremely verbal is key here. And I think Anita Hill in As Portrayed in Confirmation, as I remember listening to the hearings on television, because I was fully aware of this dilemma and the appalling belief that this sound and reasonable, logical woman was made to look like a hoe. She was made to look like she was manipulating and that she was making it all up just to bring a powerful man down, which is exactly explained in the Confirmation movie. So here's this woman, professional, who did not need to be doing this with her life, was strategic about extricating herself away from the relationship to a degree, admitting that she needed to be even more strategic, even clearer, even more self-preserving. And because of her overt testimony and the many people that listened to it, there is a cascade of changes in our society that enabled many men and women who were in these passive and ridiculed positions to come out and say, no, this is not okay. But remember that the psychology is to not want to hear the victim proclaim who has caused them to be a victim. It is another way of looking powerless to say that you were a victim. So to do this with thoughtfulness, clarity, with the right type of assistance, and please do not tell people who will doubt you. Do not dialogue with people who need to hold on to their own fantasies and thoughts and beliefs about the abuser. Do not try to persuade people over to your position. Instead, reach out to those who will believe you. And know, sometimes that's a policeman and sometimes it is not. Sometimes that is the Department of Children's Services and they will believe you, and sometimes they will not. Sometimes it is a judge, a court of law, arm, and sometimes it is not. Sometimes it is your best friend, sometimes not. Sometimes a parent, sometimes not. You have to be discerning as to who you tell. You also have to be discerning as to who will actually assist you in being able to make sure that others are not harmed by those same people. Now, here is another factor to consider. If you decide to come out against this individual, you will be ridiculed because you are now a threat to that person and anybody else who has decided that that person is of value to them. You also will be a threat to a society who does not want to hear that abuse is taking place where it ought not. Fourthly, we are still sadly impaired by a society whose consciousness is that the women are overly reactive to the simple and innocent statements, sexual innuendos, sexual in the workforce. That children are overreactive to teachers, that children overreactive to parents. There's too many situations where you cannot be believed because there are liars who also use these accusations to completely suffocate and swallow and destroy perfectly innocent individuals. And those people who manipulate and use accusations to harm the innocent are equally abusive. Cure the dialogue between you and your clarity and people who might help you, because there are people who have lied about the very statements and information which you are saying is fact. I think that we are seeing a very subtle aspect of this frightfully with Donald Trump. And this is not a discussion of politics. This is not the domain for this. But it is appalling that women and men applaud, laugh, or even decide to honor any other adult human being like Donald Trump, who it manifests a misogyny attitude of disrespect towards women because either they don't have appropriately, according to him, beauty coefficients or attractiveness, or because they react to being antagonized as if they shouldn't be reacting, as if their education, training, experience is somehow subordinate or secondary to a man's, and that we would even for a second vote for a man who overtly ridicules women in this fashion is clearly an indication that we have not evolved away from this penetration of abusiveness against women enough in our society to recognize it quickly and to move away from individuals that perpetuate that kind of attitude. I've mentioned three that have happened within the last two decades, and we are watching one now on television getting hordes of time and attention. And what will Hillary Clinton do about this? She's caught in a rock and a hard place because if she defends herself as a woman, she looks like every woman who is, quote unquote, overreacting and taking it personally, because if she were a man, she would be able to suck it up and take it like Ted Cruz has, for example. So she can't call him out on his misogyny and his inappropriate attitude toward women on that level, because it lowers her to a different consciousness in the community mind, in the man's world mind, where she cannot afford to go. So it behooves the rest of us women to take charge of making sure that men cannot deplorably demean the stature and respect that all women deserve on all levels at any time. Well, this may feel preachy, but this is an earnest and eager wish that we move beyond abusiveness to an attitude of mutual respect where men and women understand, yes, we're different and so have our sense of humor. But that doesn't disregard the fact that we must evolve into greater and greater respect, respectful attitudes, respectful words, and respectful actions. And the first place all of this starts is with you carefully respecting yourself so that you wisely extricate yourself from situations where you are being abused, and you even more wisely consider the appropriate avenues for helping other women and men in similar compromising circumstances. Thank you. Take to heart. May this change your perspective on the way you treat others and the way you allow others to treat you.